Blog Talk Radio.
Including the madness. The month of March is all about madness, and we are concluding that. As people know, watching college basketball coming down to the Final Four, and for those who feel that their brackets probably were busted a long time ago. But what do you do when your relationship is busted? What happens when the pieces of your relationship are falling apart? What happens when your spouse or your mate is busted, cheating, or you're at the point where you need to make that transition in your relationship? There's many different levels to it, and there's many different ways to approach it. It's not just easy as saying just get up and leave. There's certain ways and certain things that have to be done that can get a little messy. So we're going to talk about how to handle when your relationship is busted. And, of course, Ms. Choices will join us as always in a few minutes. But first, we have Toy Sugars, Where Is Your Love? This is Love Talk, Talk Radio, Toy Life Production, Toy Entertainment.
I don't understand a thing about your love, boy. You don't know what you've done for me, because you haven't done a thing. Boy, you make me feel like my love is no big deal.
Love, where is your love? Where is
Yeah, yeah, and that was Toy Sugar's Where Is Your Love on Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And we are talking about the madness. As March is coming to an end, we're talking about the madness. And, of course, when it comes down to talking about the madness, you talk about your brackets being busted. And tonight we're talking about relationships being busted. And what do you do when they become busted? How do you handle that particular situation? And how do you do the transition after your relationship is busted? So we have Ms. Choices on the line. Ms. Choices, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
All right. So we are back on the air this week, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, and we're talking about busted, when your relationship is busted. How do you handle that situation when you know that your relationship is pretty much busted? You realize that you can no longer go on with this relationship.
Oh wow, a busted relationship. To be honest, most people don't realize they have a busted relationship. They always are trying to piece it back together once they've gone through something with that person. But once you finally do get to that point and realize your relationship is truly busted, like you say, your bracket is like blown out the water, there's no coming back from that, you have to find things and ways to disassociate yourself from the things that you used to do. Find another things that pique your interest, kind of keep your mind off of the situations at hand, because if you let a busted relationship get the best of you, you can really become depressed. You know, or you can become hypersensitive and doing things that you normally wouldn't do, like a lot of promiscuous things you may have come up with at times just to say that, oh, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm not sprung by this person, or I'm not, you know, still thinking about him, I'm moving on. You have to be kind of careful because everything takes its time. But to truly, I guess, identify a busted relationship, first thing would be, he's cheating on you numerous of times. One, I maybe say, all right. Two, definitely not, you know, but depends on the person as well. But however, if you're one of those people who constantly are being abused and mistreated and disrespected on a day-to-day level, and, you know, they finally be like, look, I've had enough, I don't want to do this anymore, whatever the case may be, and you know it's completely, you know, it's blown out of water at this point. Don't be so naive to... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. You know, a lot of times when that relationship is busted and it's just completely blown out the water, sometimes, it, you know, people feel it's so difficult because of everything that's tied in. You got the kids, you got your finances, you got your home, your car, everything is all tied in together. So a lot of times they just want to ride out the relationship just to try to make sure that things don't lose that normalcy, that sense of normalcy that a lot of people hold on to.
Normal always isn't good. Normal sometimes can get you in more trouble than what it is, because if you condition yourself, you've made your life around that particular person, and you don't have anything left for self, like, where does that leave you? And now you're thinking that you've wasted all this time. Yeah, you made a waste all this time, but not necessarily a waste, because you enjoyed some of it while you were in it. But did you see the signs of the relationship coming unravel is the big question, I think.
Yeah, that's the big thing, because a lot of people ignore the signs of when their relationship is becoming busted. Basically, you know, there's a separation that happens. You know, I don't feel that it's all of a sudden. It's not like you're just going to suddenly say, oh, relationship is done, it's over, goodbye. You know, there's some signs, there's some hints that things are gradually pulling away. You know, you're pulling away from each other.
Right. A lot of people try to make excuses for things that come up in their lives and, you know, that's just who they are, or that's who they're going to be, or I'm used to it. Whatever excuse you may come up with. But like you say, when it's busted. Some things are broke, they can't be fixed. That's like taking a cell phone and your car running over it. There's no fixing that.
That's true, but a lot of people want to try to piece it together, especially if there's a lot of investment. Like, you know, you got that brand new iPhone that's been ran over. You want to try to hold on to it with the cracked screen. You know, you can't really swipe it anymore, but you still want to try to hold on to that phone as long as possible. And people do their relationships the same way. There's cracks all over the place. There's scratches. There's dents. You really can't see what you used to see. Things are blurry. Things aren't working as well, but you still want to try to hold on to every single piece that you have because you invested so much money into it in time.
Right, because the whole thing is, let's put your relationship as a phone. You got a phone that's cracked up, that's busted. It ain't coming back. Your relationship may be the same way. But like you say, you're still trying to sit there and swipe because guess what? You're looking at the outward appearance of it. Like, hey, if nobody pays attention to my screen, when they look at the back, they still see that apple on the back. You know, like, so what? You know, for real, though, so what? Because you see $600 on an iPhone, or you're going to pay it off in 4 years, and your lights get cut out tomorrow. That don't make no sense to me. That's the same way your relationship is. You done invested all this time into this relationship. You done put your relationship on a payment plan, and then guess what? Your plans get blown out of the water because he decides he wants to be with someone else. He decides he wants to do something else, or she decides she wants to do something else. Now you're sitting there with a bill in hand, and guess what? Your disconnect notice is tomorrow. Or your disconnect notice was yesterday. And here you are standing in the doorway with no lights. You got candles up. Why would you let somebody put you in that situation? If your phone is busted, your relationship is busted, guess what? Either have a backup plan for all that or time to go get a new one.
This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Production, Toilet Entertainment. Ms. Choice and I are talking about being busted. When your relationship is busted, how do you handle the situation? And that cell phone analogy is really important. You know, you say you put all this investment in, payment plan's still going on, but a lot of people are afraid to let go of what they have because they feel like they're still under contract. And you know what I'm saying? They feel like they've committed. They've taken, you've taken that vow that you're committed to your relationship. And even though you know that for all intents and purposes your relationship is pretty much busted, but that, you know, you still feel you're obligated. The obligation is still there that makes it hard for you to leave.
Yeah, it may make it hard for you to leave, but is it even worth staying? No, like, is it even worth it? I mean, in the long run, are you willing to keep putting up with the heartache and pains that you have to go through? Like, is it even, you know what I'm saying, that extenuous? Is it even necessary? Like, I'm pretty sure a guy has someone out there just waiting on you to just drop the loser that you're with and get with the hero. But you still trying to hold on. You still trying to hold it together. That's the same thing. Like you say, March Madness, pretty sure some people brackets are, you know what I'm saying, busted by now. They still trying to hold out for that one team that they know ain't going to make it no further where they are right now. Like, you already know you ain't going to the end. But you keep trying to have hope, or you'll find some silver lining in the cloud. You like, yeah, I lost, but we played a good game. No, you didn't play a good game. You lost. Somebody played better than you. Sometimes, me in my personal life, I like to find a silver lining. I like to find the good things in people, you know. And the funny thing about that is I contradict myself in the same suit. Yeah, I like to find a silver lining, but I'm not stupid either. I can't sit here and, you know what I'm saying, pregame or, you know what I'm saying, foresee the future of what somebody's going to do to me. I can't control that because people are people. Same thing in your relationship. Yeah, you would love for it to last the rest of your life and when you're with a happy person. But truth be told, that is always not the case. Some people
That's addictive. You know, some people just try to hold on as much as long as they can and just hoping that, you know, that things will turn around.
Sure. You can hope all you want to. That ain't going to make it no better. There's a time and place for everything, and everything has its time and its place. So if you are one of those people who's not taking things in the time and place that you should be taking care of it, something's gonna go lacking. Someone's gonna do what you didn't do, and guess what? Your significant other's not gone, and here you are with the heartbreak talking about what I do wrong. Maybe you didn't do nothing wrong, but I'm pretty sure they were asking for something in a most subtle way that they needed from you, or they wanted from you, or that they required of you, and you ignored them. Let's take weight, for instance. You know, some people like a big guy. Some people like a small guy. Some people like big women. Some people like small women. Guess what? Your dude may be one of the ones who, when he first met you, you was a smaller lady. Here you are now. You put on 20, 30 pounds, and he'll meet you, baby, I liked it. You seen this picture right here? Remember what we used to do back then? He's giving you hints. He ain't trying to hurt your feelings or nothing, but he let you know, like, maybe you might want to try to get back down there. I'm going to the gym, boo. You want to come with me? Like, little signs and hints. But guess what? When the relationship finally does blow up in your face, you know, like, when it finally, the string finally pops, you're sitting there looking like you're in shock. You shouldn't be in shock. They were hints. They were things that were coming past you all the time. And let me say, I have a funny situation. I was told a story about a lady who, you know, her husband, this is her second marriage, her husband cheated on her with the babysitter. Oh, and no. Got the babysitter, yes, and got the babysitter pregnant. Okay. I get it. I don't understand it. But to look at her face, she's a beautiful lady. But if you look at her body-wise, I'm pretty sure before she had this child, which is the last child she has, like four, I'm pretty sure you weren't weighing 200-plus pounds. Pretty sure you wasn't. And even if you were, okay. Some people marry people for the wrong reasons. Some people just marry people out of obligation for other things because you had a child and you got to be married, okay, however you want to put it. But here you are. You're trying to put yourself back out in the dating field. You haven't gotten a divorce yet. You haven't even dealt with the issues that you got going on yet. I'm like, yo, you already knew. Like, before this child got pregnant in your home, you should have known better as a grown woman not to have a young child in your house, not to have someone of age that you would know that is subjectable. Why? To be honest with you, her boobs is sticking up, her waist is small, but it's probably big. All this man is going to be looking at when he come home and he get there before you do.
that's the catch right there. You know, you're setting that standard up that, you know, that your husband, you know, might be looking for. Like, you know, like you said, maybe 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, that used to be you. Now, you know, you get the hot new product out there, and that was enticing to him. So what happens is that situation basically, you know, yeah, it was a setup for failure from the jump. You know, that's when you get that old lady, you know, from the church that, you know, the babysit, you know, trying to set yourself up with
exactly.
The new product coming in.
One tooth and one strand of hair. Ain't nobody going to want you. You got 50 wrinkles. Nobody ain't going to want you. You're the person that watched my baby. I'm not going to let some young female. Come on now. You didn't want that man. That's all my thinking is when I heard this story. You could not have wanted that man. There's no way. You couldn't have. Because no logical woman would trust another woman like that in her house. You're just not going to do that.
She might have been very qualified with very good credentials.
I'm pretty sure not. And then you know, that's what you call a busted relationship. You created the bustivity, if that is even a word, of this relationship. You open up the door for chaos. And people do this every single day. I was just shocked that I actually knew someone who this happened to. I was like, for real, you ain't got no homegirls at all. Like, where's your support group? It doesn't exist. Because somebody would have told you, like, shorty, no, don't do it. And it's crazy because there's so many women these days who are in these jacked up relationships, and they're standing in the corner with a wine glass in their hand and a bottle in the other, like, what did I do wrong? Guess what? You're not paying attention. And correct me if I'm wrong. Men are simple.
Yes, we are. And that's why you love us, you know. To y'all, the complex, y'all have the complexities. You know, y'all don't. Y'all, you know, women are all about, you know, complexity. There's a game. There's a scheme. There's, you know, y'all have a plan and have a game plan when, you know, when you try to get out of the relationship, when you try to bust the relationship. Men, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. Don't have to do a lot of game planning, a lot of scheming or anything like that. If it's there, if it's presented to us, then that's what we want. And then that's what happens.
That's what I've been trying to tell people for so long. I was like, yo, I need to start giving classes because women do not understand. You can keep a man by appeasing to what he needs. And guess what? It's not all about the sexual intercourse. That's not always it. Sometimes he just wants you to sit up with him at 2 o'clock in the morning so he can run his mouth about the same conversation you may have heard 10 times before. So what? Act like you're enthused, nod your head, and say a couple uh-huhs periodically so he know that you're listening to him. Maybe he just need to get whatever it is. For real. Like, some people just don't get it. Like, I know I got to be to work at 8, you know? But if my husband comes in and he's like, look, I just want to talk to you. I'm going to be up anyway because I'm going to know when he's coming in my house. I'm not going to be dead to the world and not even know when he entered the building. So, you know what I'm saying? Some women, they'll fall completely out. They don't care. Guess what he thinks when he walks through the door? You're dead, sleepy. You ain't even realize he even got into bed. Well, dang. She don't care if I'm here or not. But if you roll over, you ain't got to be completely well. You all right? He can be like, oh, she's thinking about me. You know what I'm saying? She noticed when my presence is in the room. So many women be so dead to the world. And I be laughing because I got homeboys. And they be like, yo, I left shorty at 10. I come back at 2 from hanging out with the boys. She dead to the world. I could have blew up a bomb next to her head. And she would have never known it. Some of them same dudes be like, guess what? I came in, checked on, seen she's still breathing. I walked back out the door. I'm like, seriously? He's like she don't know I'm here. She don't even know I came through. I walk in and I walk out the same exact way. I ain't even touched nothing. I'd be like, seriously? But you go do whatever you're gonna do with the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, I can't get it.
You're saying exactly. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention to who you're with, pay attention to what their likes and dislikes are. So that way, you know, you can see when things are starting to break, things are starting to turn busted, and things are not as they appear. And we put blinders on when relationships. Relationships are a lot of times, everything's all blinders. You're in this narrow focus, getting married, want to have kids, want to have that lifestyle of, just that love, EW, all that type of stuff. No, that, you know, when you have those blinders on, you can't see to the left or to the right what's going on when there's something or someone that's coming right alongside ready to snatch that relationship out of your hands.
Mm-hmm. Who's somebody who's paying attention? I'm not saying being a nag. That's not what I'm saying, dude. I'm not even saying be worth them. That's what I'm saying. Men don't like worth them women. Men usually like to come in the house, food is cooked, house is clean, they can sit down and play the game and you not say a word. That's probably the highlight of their day. Nobody wants a nagger. But what I'm saying is, when he does come in the house, make sure you initiate a kiss or he initiate a kiss. And if he don't do it, you call him on, oh, I'm not getting a kiss today. Is there something wrong? Do you need to explain something to me? Guess what? Next time he comes to the door, he won't forget. You know, it's little things that, you know, you bring your man's attention to, because men get streamlined focus. They ain't thinking about what they got to do for other people. They kind of think about themselves a lot. But guess what? It's a way for you to have a conversation with him without yelling, throwing stuff, waking up the neighbors, you know, without being worrisome. because that's what women's problem is. They can be worrisome. You know, you can be aggravating for no reason because you want to get your point across. Sometimes it's time for you to shut up and pay attention to what's really going on, because you're back and forth for aggravation with this man is what's going to bust your relationship up. Because he's going to be like, look, I ain't coming to him because I don't want to hear it.
And that's true. That's when they spend a little extra time at the bar. They spend a little extra time out with the boys. And then next thing you know, situations change and your whole relationship is busted because of the fact that just the little things or subtle things that you didn't pay attention to before that is blowing up and escalating to the point where it's beyond repair. And that's the thing that you got to understand when it comes down to relationships. Relationships change and vary week to week, month to month, day to day. You can't do the same thing over and over again and expect your relationship to just go along, to just keep rolling along. You gotta make sure that you're paying attention to everything that's going on and try to adjust so that way your relationship stays strong and lasts longer.
Yep, absolutely.
We have a couple minutes left, so, you know, I want to thank each and every one of you listening to the show each and every Monday, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific, and we're going into spring. So now we're talking about spring cleaning. That's what's coming up right in the next couple weeks. Spring cleaning. It's time to clean our relationships, trying to remove some of the things that are holding us back and try to reload and reconfigure our relationships. So that's what we want to do. So basically the moral of tonight's story, there's levels of bustivity. So remember that there's levels to it. So make sure that you know what level you are before your relationship gets busted. So before we go, Ms. Choices, tell the people how they can contact you.
You can reach out to me at Twitter at Ms. Choices 1, or you can reach me at on Facebook at Ms. Choices Brown. Or you can also reach me on Facebook at It Might Be About You. You can leave your comments, concerns, and as always, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I'll take all feedback.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. And once again, this is Love Talk, Walk Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and also listen out to the Rise TV show each and every Sunday at 11 o'clock. We're hitting on some really serious topics right now as we're going into a really heavy season of a lot of politics, a lot of things going on. So we want to make sure that we are in the know before we may have to make the decisions as far as our elections and our government. So once again, thank you for listening to Love Talk. And until next time, we'll talk.